It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler, as always, with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the conversation of magic. Things that maybe captivate or hypnotize us that we don't really perceive as magic, but we never really realize why we're so captivated or mesmerized or even entertained for hours on end. You know, all of a sudden we go, where's the time? Or how did I get here? Why do I think this? There's been such a wonderfully created, more magic, divide amongst people who may have different ideas and viewpoints. It's fine. It's kind of what made the country in general. But there's such a divide in that people genuinely believe their neighbors are their enemies. And your neighbor is not your enemy.
Right.
We're not all that different. We're really not.
No.
Most people want to live a good life. They want to be prosperous. They want to be left alone. They want their kids to be more successful than they were. I don't care what your viewpoints are as far as politics go. I think most people would align with that idea.
Yeah, I think 90% of us want the same things. It's the how we get it.
Yes. And then both sides dupe the other. Like, so you have the right side's telling you all these ways. This is the only way that could be. It's got to be this way. And the left side. So those people are so wrong. This is the only way it could be. When if people, I think, just got back to actually talking to each other and laying out just common sense again, they would, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, for example, do you want your children to be taught they can change their gender in kindergarten? Most people are going to say, no, I don't think I want that. You know, maybe on my viewpoint, I do believe you should be able to make that decision when you're an adult. And, you know, you may have another person that says, I don't think anybody should ever do that. But it certainly should not be taught to children, right? And I think most people would align and agree.
I heard in Canada, they had to halt the assisted suicide program because doctors conscientiously are refusing to participate. So they're going through like this process where they're going to train other people to do it. The same governments that are so deeply concerned about our safety.
Mm-hmm.
Are trying to assist us in offing ourselves. Like, you've mm-hmm. got to wear a helmet. You've got to wear a seatbelt. Why? Safety. Is it really about safety or is it about control?
It's about control.
How do, again, the magic.
I mean, think about this. People wore masks full of holes that you could literally, you could smell the person in front of you fart, but you think that it's going to hold out a viral particle, right?
Right.
And they convinced you that if you stood on an X 6 feet away from somebody else, entirely disregarding the fact that they just walked all the way around the store and touched the same things that everybody else in the store touched. But you felt safe because they told you that's what would keep you safe.
When I was a kid, we'd play hide and seek. You would go and hide behind an obstruction or something that would veil you from the person trying to find you. Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you hid behind a chain link fence... You know, you can see through the chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good hiding place. And that's what the mask was. You're trying to hide your mucous membranes and your lungs from breathing in this virus with a chain link fence. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
Small businesses and places that we've deemed unessential, but all the essential places, you're safe to go in there. As long as you wear your mask, you're good.
The liquor store's safe. The abortion clinic's safe.
The dispensaries are safe. Yeah. The big box stores are safe.
We did it though as a nation.
Correct.
As a world,
mm-hmm.
we got in line and listened to the experts mm-hmm. and the magic happened.
I think people also believe, well, that can't be magic in the sense of there's no way it could be, we could be getting duped because everybody would have to be in on it. When if you think about it, it only takes a couple magicians to make the show happen because everybody else falls in line under the magician. So you don't think, let's just take a guy like back in the day, I used to like this guy a lot, Chris Angel. He performed like a lot of illusions. It was mm-hmm. cool, very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But to think that you don't think there was anybody else helping and assisting in his magic tricks? Sure there was. But he was the main act. He's the only one you saw. He gave all the direction and it worked.
Well, he's the star.
Sure.
You're not supposed to see the guy who pulls the curtain strings, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, the other part of this that popped to my mind, hypnosis. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done a deep dive on hypnosis, but it's amazing. There really are people who are more susceptible than others. But when you get a group of people who can be hypnotized, even the people who are immune to it can be duped because there's a crowd going along with a suggested thought, like the one you mentioned with that doctor's office, the lady standing there and sitting down. Was it a bell or whatever rang?
Yep, and they would stand up every time.
It's the same thing that you see a crowd of people doing it, and so, well, it must be the way it's to be done because there's a crowd of people doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
We're going to conform. To some degree, we've all been hypnotized. All of us, like every single one of us in the magic. And I guess at some point you become wise to it and you realize I'm being deceived here.
Well, and I think a good way to maybe explain that is, as you just said, we all have been hypnotized, but is to step back and come to the realization of, like, who's my sorcerer? Like, where am I being hypnotized and who am I being hypnotized by?
Whether it's a crowd or a charismatic speaker in front of you.
A group.
Yeah.
And just an individual in themselves. Is it an athlete, a musician, a magician, a politician, somebody in your life that's much closer than that? I mean, it could be anything.
Even a spouse.
Sure.
I think that's someone say, well, I just didn't know that, you know, for 20 years they were living a secret life, you know, and totally deceived me, living a double life over here, doing these things. And I thought I knew them, but they were a monster. People say they found out that, like, their spouse had an OnlyFans account. And so while they were away at work, they were doing this stuff with OnlyFans. It's like, it's crazy that...
What kind of people are you talking to that got OnlyFans accounts?
Dude, this has been in the news, man. What you talking about?
I know.
People are crazy. And what blows my mind is that they're married to them for over 10 years or two decades, and they didn't know that they were doing these things. Maybe not OnlyFans, because it's only been around for a little while, but...
Sure.
Making money on the side, you know, with some scandalous stuff.
Little hustler, baby.
Like, where'd you get this Christmas money? You know, it's just like, for real? I got specific examples that I could give in ministry that I don't want to... It's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to visit somebody today that has her own story of that. She didn't know.
Eve.
Who are getting divorced or would like to get a divorce because their spouse was doing stuff.
Oy.
Yeah. It's more common than we see. And to some degree, we're all being hypnotized. We're all being suckers for the magic trick. Maybe this is the solution. We all want to be told the truth. Maybe we should also be making sure that we are telling the truth. And so we can't control what somebody is saying and doing to us, but we are in control of what we do to others.
Everybody just wants to be told that it's the easy answer of, oh, that's what's true. Okay. I think the truth is more of an experience that you need to experience the truth. Seek it and find it actually for yourself, because then you're going to understand it.
There's really no such thing as their truth or my truth. There's only truth. Truth is impartial. It's
correct.
It's apart from any of us. And so we have to be diligent.
We have to experience it.
To not just experience it, but be able to identify what is true. What is truth? Truth is not something we get to manipulate. Truth is not something that we get to trim from or add to. Truth is what it is. And it's imparted to us. It's given to us. But it is not changed by us. It's not something that we get to alter in any way. Truth is not an object that we get to play with.
The truth doesn't really need any defense. It just stands simply on its own.
If we all told the truth, I think we'd be on our way to doing away with the magic.
This has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
You're listening to Blindly Obvious.